Hey, I'm Truman.
I'm Ro, and this week we're reviewing Lisa Frankenstein.
Coming up next. So what'd you think about Lisa Frankenstein?
I had a really good time in the theater watching it. I'm a big fan of Jennifer's Body, and I've never seen Juno, so that tells you everything you need to know about me and Diablo Cody.
Okay.
But it felt like kind of a return to form, kind of similar to Jennifer's Body in those teen comedy, like, mid-2000s vibes that I feel like we've kind of been missing lately.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of classic romance stories I'm always a fan of, you know, Romeo and Juliet. When Harry Met Sally, Godzilla X Kong. There's a lot of exciting ones out there, but this one, it's really exciting. You know, it's like a fun little twist. I like to see fun little twists on stuff, fun little gimmicks.
I appreciated that it wasn't 100% like a retelling of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Which I kind of thought it might be going in. And then within a couple minutes, we find out her last name isn't even Frankenstein, which it actually kind of works out. I think it takes a nice modern twist, sort of like all those Shakespeare rom-com retellings, to a story that you expect and kind of flips it on its head, which I liked a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's like you start to wonder in the movie. Well, I mean, you know, we're always spoiling the movie. You know, it's like, you know, the part with the whole, the tanning bed thing. With
the tanning bed thing.
That dramatic ending to that movie, by the way. Not to jump right into the ending.
Very tragicomic.
Yes, indeed. But yeah, I think overall it was a fun watch. I think the chemistry between the dead body and Jennifer. I don't know who Jennifer was going to be, but Catherine Newton in the
Megan
dead body.
Fox makes me
yeah. Catherine Newton in the dead body, very good chemistry between them. I thought it was a fun little play-by-play scenario.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the evil, like, stepmother.
Oh, Carla Gugino.
Oh.
An absolute goddess in everything she's ever been in. And this is not an exception to that rule. I was obsessed with her for her about 5 to 6 minutes of screen time. Best part of the movie.
Well, I've only seen this movie of hers, but she seems very nice.
Really? You've never seen San Andreas? You've never seen any Mike Flanagan project that she's ever done?
This is an attack on me.
We'll talk about this later.
Okay. What did you think about what I thought was very well done was the makeup of the dead body.
Yes, 100%.
Person.
It was
like really kind of like, really like he seemed gross. I hate to be around him. I saw him on ew every time I saw him.
This is a very niche thing, but I appreciated the consistency that the makeup effects maintained.
Yeah.
That there are parts of him that are sewn on in typical Frankenstein style. And, you know, in every shot, in every scene, the stitches are kind of, they look the same. They look as nasty as they looked in the beginning. And it was good practical effects. I'm assuming all of it was practical overall, which is a thing I love from my horror movies, is some good practical effects. Do you think this is a horror movie? Would you class this as a horror movie?
I wasn't like, I'd hate horror movies. I'm very easily scared. I was not scared during this. There's never a part where I was like, oh, I mean,
it's a little nasty at times.
It's more like kind of gross hijinks is what I call this movie.
Yeah.
There's some gore. There's
a little bit of it.
There's a little gore.
You might cringe at the blood.
Yes, but there's blood, there's tears, really gross tears.
Yeah.
They smell really bad, apparently.
Apparently they smell awful.
They look gross. I was like, ooh, that's...
They did look green.
That's a
dead body's
tears.
But it's a nice little formaldehyde reference, you
yes.
know, for those formaldehyde fans out there.
Well, would there have been formaldehyde when he died?
I don't know enough about the history of formaldehyde to answer that question, but it was the assumption that I made.
And
when
you know, that's coming up next week on Review Crew, is a history of formaldehyde and its uses.
Yep, I will research that and get that back to you.
I like the clothes that Catherine was wearing throughout the movie. I thought it was very.
It languished in its 80s style.
It was
which
like
I 80s,
but also like creepy and twisted in a way. It's like, ooh,
yeah.
what's she going to do?
Yeah.
What's she going to get up to in this movie?
And I also liked that all of the clothes that seemed to be the most, like, goth style of hers all were borrowed from her stepsister's closet.
Yes.
And her stepsister, who was a lovely, wonderful character, very funny, a lot of good comedic relief, does not dress at all goth or preppy. Or she doesn't dress at all goth. She dresses completely preppy. And yet, all of these, like, dark black dresses that have, like, corsets built into them were coming from her closet, and I'm really curious as to how she got all of those.
She's saving it for a rainy day.
Yeah, I feel like that's another movie of, like, the backstory of the stepsister, which I was quite interested in.
That could be a spinoff. There could be phases to this
universe.
I kind
of want that, honestly,
yeah.
A little bit.
I was hoping for a Renfield cameo, personally. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know several
That's a different gothic horror genre entirely, Renfield.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with Frankenstein.
Well... You know, it's similar tones. You know,
similar tones.
We're not here talking about that. I thought the score of this, I think, you know, no one's like going like, oh, the vast and epic score of Lisa Frankenstein. But I thought for what it was, I think it did a good job of like illustrating like the kind of weird and kooky life of.
Yeah. And I think on that same note, the visual style was also really good. Zelda Williams, first time directing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think she really proved herself, especially with the way she was kind of able to use light and color.
Yeah.
Because obviously 80s, you're thinking very saturated colors, and that definitely comes through. There's a lot of highly saturated tones in this that kind of just accentuate the hyper reality of the whole movie, I think, as a whole.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought this movie did really well. It was like a very good, like, kind of campy 80s movie. It feels like a movie my mom would show me and be like, this is what we liked in the 80s. And I'd be like, that's great.
That's great.
That's great that you like that. I think they really kind of nailed the tone of that, kind of the general like plot structure. I feel like they're like, don't let the parents find out, which is like half of all.
That's half of every 80s movie.
As far as I'm concerned. Just don't let the parents find out.
Yeah, and coming back to Diablo Cody, I mean, she has said that this and Jennifer's Body take place in the same universe, and I feel like they would work really well as a double feature. Mm. Like, have you seen Jennifer's Body?
No, I haven't. But
it's very good along the same lines in terms of like style, and I do really think that they work well together just in the way that they take like teenage stories and make them like when you're a teenager, every conflict you have is super stupid and like petty. Like, yeah. I won't spoil, but, you know, your stepsister, like, doing things you might not want her to do is, like, that's super petty. But Diablo Cody has this great way of, like, taking all of those conflicts and making them seem like both, like, they have a reason, teenagers have a reason to be that angry about them, and then also, like, totally making fun of them and being super self-aware.
Well, that's what makes, like, teenage movies so dramatic is, like, all their problems feel like it's the biggest thing in the world, and then the movies that they're in make it feel like it is actually the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah,
so you,
for sure.
You kind of live in the world of, like, being in high school again. You're like, oh, my God, this person's dating this person, and I'm freaking out. And then you kind of freak out along with them. It's magical.
Yeah. And then you also have that thing where, like, you know, your mom gets axe murdered, and then everybody thinks you're super weird for being upset about that, which, you know.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, grow up. What are we doing?
Your mom died in front of you.
Dude.
You'll be fine.
Simmer up. Simmer down. What? Okay, you know what? you know, having said all that, I think, you know, it's time to give the scores for the movie. For me, I thought it was a good time, good watch. I liked it. So, you know, I'm going to give Lisa Frankenstein 5.3.
That's incredibly specific. I will go for a more general number. I will say 8 out of 10. Had a great time watching it. I'd probably watch it again, throw it on at like a sleepover that I'm having with all of my high school friends. That's never going to happen. But if it was ever going to happen, this is the movie I'd recommend.
All right, well, we'll see you next time.
See you next week.
On Review Crew.